Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Thank you, Jimmy Olsen. 14 minutes now before CBS News at the top of the hour. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. 77 degrees in the capital city right now. It's going to cool down to about 55 or so, and then for tomorrow, spikes back up all the way to 79. I mean, I have a feeling kind of like I'm living in San Diego or something. The last couple of days have been absolutely gorgeous. With us in studio, as he is a couple of times each month, is our friend and compadre and regular contributor to the News Hour. His name is Desmond Adams. And by now, you not only know the voice, but you know the infectious laughter that the man brings to the microphones here at the IOB studios. How you doing?
I'm well, as I laugh quietly.
Yes, you laugh quietly. You're supposed to laugh out loud. See? And then when you laugh out loud, people go, oh, yeah, I know him.
That's Desmond.
How are you, Michael? Thank God. I'm
doing
all right.
You doing well?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's just, man, I tell you, yeah, it's already Wednesday.
Absolutely.
What happened to Tuesday and Monday?
They came after Sunday, so we're moving along there.
You think, maybe? Holy buckets. Yeah, sometimes it just goes by way, 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 way too fast. Well, Desmond, you come in to talk about all kinds of interesting things that help propel people's career. How to win among winners.
Yes.
How to move forward. And Desmond, should you know, if you want to look him up, DesmondAdams.com. That's DesmondAdams.com. You can get a much better flavor of what he's all about. And it's not barbecue.
No, it's not barbecue.
But we are talking about food.
We're going to talk a little bit about eating clean, a little bit about food today.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. This is always kind of a guesstimate for me because I got to try to follow Desmond and where he's going with this stuff.
Well, I tell you what, Michael, recently I had the good fortune of attending one of our farmers markets.
Yeah.
And just outstanding.
Isn't it amazing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The farmers markets are wonderful, and it's great to see local business having a chance to sell their products to local consumers. That's outstanding.
And consumers are really interested to find out where their stuff comes from.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. So along that line, let's talk a little bit about salad. You know, do you eat salad?
Oh, do I eat salad?
I mean, what do you like in your salad?
Let me think. I like avocado in my salad.
I like avocado.
Yeah. You know, we have a half avocado. Let's see. A spinach. I like spinach in my salad. You know, I like a little tomato, not much. You know, my bride likes a lot of tomato. I don't know.
What type of lettuce do you like?
I don't know. I think it's romaine.
Romaine? Yeah. I like romaine lettuce also.
Yeah.
I'm not really a big fan of iceberg lettuce.
I'm not either because it doesn't taste like anything.
I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm not necessarily a fan of it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff that's out there. You know, I tell you what I do. There is a thing that you can buy at my Hy-Vee store.
Which is?
It's the Urbandale Hy-Vee store.
Okay, excellent.
I think I own that.
Sure.
I'm there often enough.
Well, my Hy-Vee is Waukee's.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you own that one, right? Yeah. So anyway, you go in there and they have spring mix. I love spring mix, and I don't know what's all in it. I think there's some romaine. There's some other, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's good.
See, I enjoy putting like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds.
Oh, wow.
I like seeds.
You get eclectic with this, don't you?
I like boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled
eggs. Yeah. Sometimes a little cheese, depending. I probably don't need a lot, but I like it.
Welcome to the Dish Network, ladies and gentlemen, as Desmond talks about food.
Well, it's interesting, Michael, and I bring up food because as I was walking, I tend to believe, I find that when you talk about professional development and areas of growth and expertise in the business arena, whether you're dealing with entrepreneurs or you're dealing with professionals and corporations, you know, how can you best relate something that's a normal activity to every day to their professional life.
Uh-huh.
And as I was taking a stroll and really enjoying interacting with the purveyors at the farmer's market, it started to really strike me. And what struck me was that when I enjoy a salad, mm-hmm. when I enjoy a very good salad, let's just say for simplicity's sake, not to make it very complex, let's say carrots and cucumbers and maybe some hard-boiled eggs. And let's
get avocado in there?
Avocado. Thank you. Absolutely. Avocado. A double portion of avocado.
Thank you. Yeah.
And of course, no iceberg lettuce, but romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Okay. Spinach?
And we can throw spinach in there. Right, but we have to chop it. I like chopped salads. You know, so when you go through this, it's interesting. The avocado, we don't want the avocado to taste like carrots.
No, of course not. Why would you want the avocado to taste like carrots? That wouldn't make any sense.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
And it's because why? Because the avocado has its own characteristics.
That's right.
And those characteristics are unique to what?
The avocado. Right.
So we don't want a blend of the avocado and the carrot, or the carrot and the cucumber and the lettuce. We don't want that. We want our salad to have distinct flavor for whatever's characteristics that it has, correct?
Yes. And ooh, am I catching on here now?
I don't know.
I think I'm getting it. So everybody in business has their own unique characteristics or their own pathway?
Interesting. Yes. People have characteristics as well as business has characteristics as well as industry has characteristics. But specifically today, if we were to have a salad and we had it in front of us, mm-hmm. let's say we had a salad after the show, why are we going to really enjoy that? What's going to enhance the flavor of the salad? It's the uniqueness
of the flavors,
of the characteristics. However, when we use this dreaded word of diversity, when we use that word, it's almost as if people's ears close because they say, well, diversity. Hey, wait a minute. Why should we celebrate diversity? We're all one.
Americans.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're all one. Yes, we are all one.
As the salad is a salad, it's one,
now,
but it's commingled with all kinds
Come
of different
on, Michael.
Flavors.
You're tracking with me.
Uh-huh.
So the point is, let's celebrate the individual for who the individual is, not for who you want them to be. Don't want the carrot to be the avocado because you couldn't get the avocado. If you want avocado, secure avocado. But if you have carrot, enjoy the carrot for the characteristics. We run into challenges in business when individuals try to make something out of something that is not there. Yes. Stay in your lane. Appreciate and enjoy the lane that you're in. And if you have a challenge with an individual, or if you have a challenge with an industry or a person, then either add to it or subtract. But don't complain about it. Move forward and enjoy it for the characteristics in which it has.
And at the end of the day, when all of those unique characteristics come together, they make a beautiful salad or a beautiful corporation.
As well as
country.
As well as incredible teams and incredible people.
Interesting.
When we enjoy people and when we enjoy teams for who they are and not who we want them to be, but we enjoy that avocado, similar to avocado, like a carrot, we enjoy that. Now, comparing people and food, not necessarily the same, not at all. But the concept is very relevant. And that's what I want to share with the listeners today.
You did good. As always. We're talking avocados and romaine lettuce and carrots.
It's a lot easier when individuals.
It really is.
With understanding professional development, when you're not looking at it as professional development,
uh-huh.
when you're looking at it as an everyday part of your life, just a regular, normal existence, we live in this world. It just becomes a case of being able to apply from one best practice to another or from one situation to another. We typically have the same characteristics. So that's why I think it's best and often what I find when I speak around the country for associations and companies or when I put on symposiums, it's often best to deliver a message through something that someone already
Absolutely.
Does.
Yeah. Make it familiar
Absolutely.
So that they can track with it.
Yes.
Excellent. Good stuff. We're not talking about salad. What we're talking about is the uniqueness of individuals and how all that comes together in an amalgamation of greatness. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
As always, Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more about Desmond Adams on his website. It's desmondadams.com. That's desmondadams.com. www.thetopoftheshow.com. When we come back, we've got a marketing tip for you and your business. Hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.